This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How to deal with a family member who shows psychotic behavior and is not willing to see a psychiatrist. Symptoms include episodes of excessive aggressiveness, hastiness, self-loathing, hatred, abusive behavior, and lack of any emotional attachment to any family member or even any other human being. So, from the looks of the symptoms that have been mentioned in the question, this situation is pretty severe. Again, the intensity still has to be explored, but from whatever the questioner has put down, this isn't something to be taken lightly. This may be one of those occasions, this may be that time where even if you have to force someone to seek professional help, it may be warranted. That a professional gets to see the extent, the severity of the situation. How long has this been happening? How long has this been taking place? If this has been gone on for longer than a month or a couple of months now, then the mode of operation will be different. How we will intervene will be different. If this is happening for a week, how we operate is going to be different. How aggressive is aggressiveness? How much of a threat do they pose to themselves or to others? That has to be assessed. So I would not recommend just settling for, oh, he or she does not want to see any professional, seek any professional help, so might as well let them be. I would want to either get them there directly, indirectly, however, get them seen by a specialist, get an opinion as to how severe the situation really is, and then intervene. From the looks of things, this particular situation, medications are going to be the primary intervention. That the degree of psychosis, for those of you who do not know, psychosis is when somebody breaks away from reality. That they're starting to hear voices or make claims that are detached from what is commonly held as a view of reality, what we as a society adhere to. This particular person would have some bizarre or some really unbelievable kind of claims. So if that's the situation, then primarily medications need to be administered. And obviously you cannot do that without seeking professional help. If that is altogether impossible to do, then again, what you would want to do is to make sure you do not come in direct confrontation with that person so as not to trigger their aggression, to try to remain within their system, however unrealistic that system may be. Try to remain within that and negotiate with them so as to ensure that they do not hurt themselves or others, and that they try to seek help, professional help, as much as possible, even if it means simply just taking the medications, to try to be able to do that with them, so that at some level, even if they're not communicating emotional needs to you or any kind of emotional love to other human beings, it should be so that you extend that love to them. You let them know that you're there for them. You let them know that you're there to support them, but do not reinforce their unrealistic claims. What do I mean by that? You have to remain within their unrealistic system without challenging it, but not reinforcing it either. So for example, you may tell them that what they're saying, the possibility of it may be there, and that you're thinking about it and that you're exploring it. Do not outrightly deny it so as not to trigger them, but you're going to need more time to consider it. In the meantime, you would want to make sure that they stay out of harm's way, right? So trying to ensure that no harm is done to them and they don't do harm to anyone else, if it means entering into their system somewhat without reinforcing it, without confirming it for them. Oh, yes, you're telling the truth. This is what it is, and this is what you should do. No. You do not want that. Before you know it, they're going to try to jump off the ceiling thinking that they can fly, and that's just going to end up hurting them a whole lot, or someone else for that matter. If they think somebody's out to get them or hurt them or harm them, is against them, and they go actually to physically retaliate, you don't want any of that. You want to ensure that nobody gets hurt and they get as much support as possible. And secondarily, your love is communicated, even if it's not reciprocated. Even if they do not seem to put any return any kind of love to you, that doesn't mean you don't give any to them. You give it, you don't overdo it. The very critical aspect dealing with such cases at home in your families is not to overdo it and not to underdo it. Either one of the two situations may be it can have very dire consequences. So you want to tread the balance, because when we try to express too much love, we're too much in their face, that tends to trigger them as well. That tends to instigate them as well. So I hope that helped somewhat. Primary need, what you have to do, get them help. Get them to get help, or at least get one assessment done, seen by one professional. So you know exactly, every psychosis is different. I can give you a general understanding, but then again, how will your particular case be managed? You're going to have to get professional help for that.